Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I tell you what, working with Tori is a delight because it's almost like Forrest Gump. You never know what you're going to get. I mean, sometimes she'll be sitting there, and it was like yesterday, she just raised her arms up, says, "Do I have any pit stains?"
Okay, first of all.
I'm like, what? You don't see that like if you're in a cubicle and, Linda across, "Hey, do I have any pit stains in my shirt?"
Best of all, she did.
Yeah.
All right. First of all, because I am baking like a honey-baked ham over here. This pregnancy has got me running at like 100 degrees hotter than I am. But yeah, it's like a little...
Oh, put your arm down. It's raining.
Yeah.
It's a little misty.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not one to talk because I can literally be freezing and sweat running down my arm.
Yeah, me too.
No. Well, I'm not pregnant.
I got to say this, though. Survey found 49% of women have gone back home to actually get deodorant.
Wow.
So, I mean, they feel that sweat going up to work or whatever. Like, did I put on deodorant? They turned their car around, went back home and got some, or maybe pulled into a, like, CVS.
Yeah, that'd
or
be faster.
Yeah. But, and women often forget a lot of things, and they turn around and go back home to get them. That was one of the biggest answers was the deodorant. Also, makeup. Lipstick, any essential makeups that you have. It's not essential oils, it's essential makeup. You need that.
I got a whole extra thing of it in my bag that I carry around with me every day.
In case you forget?
Yes.
Okay.
I can only think of two things I would probably go back for. Let's make it three. I would go back for my wallet.
Yeah.
I'll go back for my phone and a kid.
Okay. That's good.
Otherwise, I'm not really going back. I just figured out. I mean, that's your wallet and your phone can take care of almost everything else.
Well, I've actually got down the street and had to turn around and go back and use the bathroom.
See, but you could have done that at work if you wanted.
No, I knew I wasn't going to make it.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so my wallet, I would just leave it because I've got extra cash in the car. I don't have my driver's license, but I just got to drive real careful.
You don't have as much extra cash in your car as you think you do. I've been borrowing some.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. I went out there the other day, and I'm like, where are all my quarters?
I've made it all the way to the grocery store before, got in line, and realized I did not have my wallet.
Oh, yeah.
See, I do the
pack. And that's when you're like, well, you just take my word for it. I'll be back with the money. They yeah. did not go for that.
No.
Modern ages are not very trusting.
But I've got to really, where I do the pat down, I check my pockets, wallet, phone,
there you
keys,
go.
Out the door I go. That's all I need.
Yeah, well, you apparently need to pat your butt, too.
Why?
To make sure you don't need to go to the bathroom.
No, I ain't patting it.
It's kind of like doing a Macarena on yourself.
Yeah.
Like, wallet,
Hey.
Hey, I can leave now.
Okay, so makeup, and ladies, they can keep that in the glove box, I guess, unless it's too hot. Then your makeup might melt.
Or freeze.
Yeah.
And cell phone obviously was on the list of things women forget, turn around and go back. Any special jewelry that they were planning on wearing, which don't understand that
one. Waste.
Well, if you take your wedding ring and stuff off at night when you get home,
yeah,
and you forget to put it back on in the morning.
Well, he's single for a day.
My wife does that all the time. I don't understand.
Oh, no. Okay, hair ties and hair pins. Is that something you turn around for? Because
hot day, hair sticking in your face.
Yeah, but usually if I'm going to work or something, there are pins there, and I'll just, like, wrap it up with a pin.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm pretty resourceful.
Oh, like an ink pen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do it.
Okay, I'll be right back.
She looks like one of the little, what is it? It's got the sticks in their hair. What do they call the?
A Greek goddess.
No.
That was a good guess, though. Yeah.
Thank you.
Geisha.
Yeah, geisha.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in those little
That's
dresses?
That's chopsticks, I thought.
Is it chopsticks in her hair?
I thought.
Okay.
I've seen somebody do it with chopsticks.
Women will turn around if they forgot their special pair of shoes. Do you have an extra pair of shoes in your car?
No, but just maybe I should.
Yeah. Never, you know.
That's an excuse to buy another pair.
How special are these shoes? And how do you forget shoes?
Well, it might be a special pair that they might be wearing after work or something, going out with the girls or whatever.
Well, and I'm sure a lot of ladies, like that maybe they work in cubicles or behind a desk, probably wearing those heels to look good and then get behind the desk and kick off those shoes.
Yeah.
Put on your bedroom shoes. Slippers. I'm sorry. Y'all don't like me calling them bedroom shoes, even though that's what we call them from Greenville, South Carolina.
Bedroom shoes. Yeah. Okay. And then this was weird, but they said reusable shopping bags. It's like the people that are wanting to save the earth or whatever. It's like, I forgot my reusable shopping bags.
Oh, okay. I don't turn around for them, but I do. I keep them in my car.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have three in there.
You have them, huh?
Yeah. Why are you looking at me like that? Saving the planet.
They have bags at the store. But you made me think, yeah. I'm going to start putting some of those bags in my car in case I do need to go to the bathroom
bags
on the way to work.
Oh,
good idea. Just like the dogs.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Do you own a pet?
Yeah.
That's good. Hawk, you didn't have a pet all your life.
Yeah.
You did when you were a kid, and then you kind of turned off to him for a while, and then finally you got Otis, and you're back on board.
Yeah, I am on board now, yes.
Oh, didn't you have one at one time that you kicked to the curb?
No. I got it as a gift. Someone gave me a dog as a gift.
You don't ever do
did
that.
Did not even ask me, and I tried to keep him, but he ate up most of my apartment.
Yeah, I saw it. I remember I used to dog sit.
Yeah.
Indy. Indy was, the problem with Indy is he was way smarter than Hawk.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that bad, but smart dogs like that need to be really entertained or they start just destroying stuff out of boredom.
Mm-hmm.
Tori, you had Coda.
I did. About 15 years.
You guys were really close.
Oh, yeah. He's my boy.
So and Kato, you had Daisy.
About 15 years
right.
as well.
And Bo also.
No, Toby.
Toby, yeah. That's right.
Bo was my dog's name. My dad's dog.
Your dad's dog. Okay.
Yeah. And Toby's the one that showed up at my house. He grew up there as a puppy and came back after the owner passed away.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know how far she lived from me. But yeah, he came home, so I kept him.
We love our pets.
Well, if you don't have a pet, you could be missing out on some important stuff. Today is National Love Your Pet Day.
Yeah.
And it's the day we celebrate the joys of owning a dog, cat, bird, and even iguanas.
Yeah.
But those of you who don't have fur babies, find out why that needs to change today, because we're going to have the top five things people without pets are missing out on.
Okay.
All right. First of all, you're missing out on a sleep partner who scrunches perfectly into your outline of your body.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Oh.
Right behind your knees, you know, you got you feel that little bitty puff.
It depends on the animal. Like, for example, I've got two dogs, and Rico, he comes up, he'll beg you for loving. He'll paw at you, try to get you to pet him. But he doesn't seem sincere. He just wants the pets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Rupert comes up, and he just flings himself into the corner of your body and just snuggles up next to you.
Aww.
And you're like, okay, he loves me. I feel loved whenever he comes up next to me.
See, and Coda was the opposite. Like, I would snuggle Coda, and he would do that, I was bothering him.
Yeah. All right, so what's the snake and the ferret do?
The ferret will cuddle up with you.
Really?
Except he likes to wander around a lot. The snake we got rid of.
Oh, did you?
We found a home for him.
Okay, well, I went
outside.
No. My son was insistent that we not put him outside because he would have gotten eaten right away.
Yeah.
He has no instinct. So we found a rescue that actually takes in snakes. And this lady, it was set up really well. She has snake, like a big aquarium for him and everything.
Awesome.
So we felt good about that.
I think that was a good call because I would go over to Tom's house and I'd try to find the snake. You never could see it, the snake anyway.
Well, you would always come over after we fed him. And after they're fed, they go burrow down and just digest for a few days.
Mm-hmm. Same.
But to be honest, it wasn't that much fun when he wasn't digesting.
Yeah.
He just sat there on the little plate, this little warm shale plate that had a light on it, and he would bask in the warmth.
I will guarantee you, I will never have a snake as a pet.
I would have never thought I would either.
I'm not missing out on anything there on that one.
That was
on your list.
An 8-year-old kid's idea that we were stupid enough to go for.
But they're such good snugglers when they start wrapping around your throat.
On a cold day.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
All right. Another thing that you're missing out on if you don't have a pet is a cordless vacuum that you never have to recharge.
Ain't that the truth, man?
Especially when it comes to food spills.
I mean, sometimes I can drop something, and it can be something like with chocolate on it, and he's already over there, and I'm like grabbing the back of his neck. And he's so fast.
But don't feel like you have to do that.
Okay, with the
because,
chocolate?
Yeah, because our dogs got into a bag of chocolate, and okay. We called the vet, and he says, honestly, unless it's dark chocolate, the dog would have to be really small, and it'd have to be a lot of chocolate. The worst that's probably going to happen is they're going to get the trots.
Okay. Well, I don't have to wipe down the kitchen. Normally, I'll just sit him up on the countertops and just let him go to town. Otis is up there licking crumbs off the countertops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, you're missing out on a loyal servant who lays any bird it kills at your feet as a tribute. Now, that's for cats.
That's more annoying, I think.
Yeah, but they mean very well.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the ultimate offer. They are not eating it. They're giving it to you.
But doesn't that mean they think that you can't hunt for yourself? So they're like, here, dummy.
I don't think so, because cats, they know you're the one putting out the food for them all the time. They must pretty much think that you're a genius.
Well, they probably think they went hunting for their own food, and they're bringing it back for you to cook for them.
Now, that may be true.
And you're tossing it in the trash.
And they're like, what was that about?
Yeah.
You're like, why did he do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were going to put some in the pan.
Yeah, I got to go get another one then.
If you think about it, dogs see you come home from the grocery store. They think you were the greatest hunter that ever lived.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, they went out for just an hour or two and look at what they got back. They're geniuses. You also lost out if you don't have a pet. You lose out on an alarm that lets you know whenever the postal worker has dared step foot onto your porch to deliver mail.
Yeah. Otis is a good, like Amazon, anybody that comes to our front door, we know it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyone that comes near our front door. Walks across in front of the house on the sidewalk. We know about it.
The thing I do hate is his, I guess, pee clock that he has.
His what?
A pee clock. Like it doesn't change. So I let him out early in the mornings, you know, before I go to work. And so every Saturday morning you'll hear this, about 4 o'clock in the morning. So you got to get up in the morning.
He's staying on schedule.
He's staying on schedule. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. So he lets me know that too.
Okay. You're missing out on a roommate that would never judge you for eating ice cream in bed.
Yeah.
In fact, pretty much they're all on board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're sitting there watching you and encouraging you.
My friend has those pup cups.
Oh yeah.
It's ice cream for pups.
Yeah. You go to Starbucks, they'll give you a pup cup too.
Really?
Yeah. You're also losing out on an interior designer who gives your new leather couch that always stylish shredded look.
Yeah.
Especially with cats.
The worn-in look.
You're missing out on a dermatologist who keeps your skin clear by licking it clean when they wake you up every morning.
Oh, I told you about Otis. He can't hold his liquor. I'm like, all the time. He's licking your face. Uh-huh. He's licking. He will not sit on your lap unless he's licking you. So
that would be annoying.
I love
puppies, but yeah, I don't like the licking.
Yeah, but kids love it though. Like they'll let them lick
well, when
all
they're
over
puppies,
face.
They still have good puppy breath too. They don't have that rot breath they get later.
That's true. You know what they should like? I don't know, advertise and put that in some kind of scent.
We have a candle.
Oh,
puppy breath candle. And then they said a passenger who never whines about your driving unless you're going to the veterinarian.
And then they
do complain a little.
That's not true. I would take turns sometimes and I would hear Coda in the back roar. I'm like, you okay? You're a little dramatic.
You're a bad driver if your dog's complaining.
Didn't even set a seatbelt.
But do they even know they're going to the vet? Now I.
Oh, they're good at figuring
mine
that stuff
doesn't.
Out.
I'm
well,
like,
he's dumb.
He knows when he's getting a bath because you get the towels out, the same towels every time. He'll go under the couch and hide.
If I start running the bath water back in the day. I don't think Daisy knew when we went to the vet because we were always on the road. Uh-huh. I mean, she used to go travel with me, camping and, you know, hotels. And
right, so, but a lot of times they can tell.
But when I would get out of the car, that's when she would like, oh, where are we?
Yeah.
And then she put on her brakes.
Yep.
And she was little enough to pick up.
Well, it's hard to find someone that loves you more than a dog.
I agree.
They say there's even a test you can do to find out if your wife loves you more than your dog.
Please, no.
Put your wife in the trunk for an hour. Come get her. Put your dog in the trunk for an hour. Come get him. See which one's happy to see you.
That dog will always be wagging its tail.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Tom's been telling us, I guess they're going to get rid of the penny.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do anyway.
And I've got a bunch of them at home.
I got a box.
I don't think that they'll instantly be worthless. I think they're just going to quit making them.
Okay. So they said to name something that you might drop that you don't bother to pick up.
A name.
Drop a name?
Name dropping.
Name dropping, no. Okay.
Standards.
Okay.
That's true. Once you've dropped them, you're not likely to pick them back up.
Okay, I started the conversation with penny. Penny.
Oh, pennies.
Yeah, or money, something like that. Like, what would it take for you to just bend down and pick it up? Let's say you drop a nickel, Tom. Would you pick up a nickel? Okay.
Probably depending on how my back felt that day.
Okay, a dime?
Yeah, maybe. A quarter is definite. I'm going to say yes on a quarter.
I saw a bigger guy, and he dropped a dollar bill and looked back and just waved his hands like, nah, never mind, and just kept going.
I ain't that big.
But the medical bills would cost more than that dollar.
Okay, people said a piece of paper. That was one of the top answers. If they drop a piece of paper, it might be some kind of trash or something, which I think, you know, you need to pick that up.
Yeah.
That's litter bugging right there.
Well, if it's in my house, I'm picking up anything I drop. But yeah, a little bitty piece of paper.
Yeah.
I mean,
at the house, sometimes, you know, when you buy yourself, you see that piece of paper, and it's like 3 weeks, and I'm like, I guess no one's going to pick that paper up.
I know what you mean.
I don't know what's in your brain where you just leave it there, but you do.
Now, you were yelling at us for getting off of money, but now that you're off of money.
Well, I am off of money.
I'm going to say, sock would be an answer.
You drop a sock and not pick it up?
In my own house. Here's the thing. My house is kind of cool like that.
Okay.
Something magically picks up stuff like that when you drop it.
It's the laundry fairy.
I don't know what it is. I haven't told my wife about it yet because I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, sooner or later, I'm going to sit down and tell her this is amazing.
Well, clothes was actually lower on the list, but it's mentioned, and I'm guessing that's most of the guys out there. They just drop their clothes.
Well, they're like me. They've discovered this. I mean, I don't know if it's just my house or how that works.
I like to practice my balancing skills by using my toes to pick up that clothing.
Oh.
Bring it up to me.
It's like those little grabbers that your granny gets to pull down boxes off the shelf.
I want one of those.
Or the guys that use the pickup trash on the side of the road.
Yep. My dad has one of those, but he's in his 80s. But he's got one of those little, he squeezes his hand and it clamps down on the ground, and he picks up garbage and puts it in the trash.
My mom has one and she'll pinch me with it.
Oh, yeah.
She can't reach me?
That's not approved.
All right, something you might drop that you don't bother to pick up. They also mention ink pens or pencils.
Nah. Is it a good one? Because, you know, some of them are really good, and it's worth getting. And some of them, you're like, I'm going to kick that under the couch, and it's tomorrow's problem.
I'm with you. It's like, why does it, some pens are just the best. It's like, that's my favorite pen. Mm-hmm.
Some of them, it's like, it glides so fast, my brain can't keep up, and then it's squiggly. I don't like those.
Okay.
Wow.
I know. I've given a lot of
thought. I think I would like that one.
They mentioned receipts, like you're walking out of Walmart or wherever you shop, and all of a sudden the receipt blows out your pocket, and it starts, you know, the wind takes it off.
But if it takes it off, it's out of my God's hand.
The seat is the first one, Cato. The receipt is the second one.
Huh?
The seat is the first one. And then there's the receipt. That's the second one.
Seat and receipt sitting on a fence. One fell off.
He said the seat the first time.
I meant the receipt.
And you commented on it.
He knew what I was talking about.
But I'm saying that's the difference. You ever wonder? I mean, it's a receipt. It must have been an original seat.
You are going over my head today.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not complicated.
Yeah. Okay. Tissue was mentioned. Someone wanted to just let that blow, I guess, which let it blow. Get
Ooh, that's
it?
Gross.
I know.
And I got to really go back to the receipt real quick. If it's a CVS receipt, you need to pick that up. That's full-fledged littering right there. That's a lot of paper.
It's like a dump truck. Yeah.
You'll have time to step on it before the rest of that receipt.
I agree.
Well, if we're going back there, let's talk about Pete and repeat.
I could go ahead.
Okay. Food and crumbs. We mentioned that while ago when we were talking about animals. Like, you'll drop a crumb and just leave it there off of, I don't know.
If I can find it.
Yeah, okay.
If it's a big enough crumb.
Or can you kick it under the fridge?
Again, I've got pets. That's not an issue.
But people that don't have pets,
that's their own problem.
You know, pie crumb.
Well, and the worst part is you walk back in the kitchen and you step on it and you're like, oh, there it is.
And it crunches. Then it becomes dust.
Yeah. And then the gum wrappers, candy wrappers were mentioned. So
that's just littering, though.
It really is. It's kind of pretty crappy.
Yeah. I pick up pennies.
Okay.
I mean, I will. Like, if I'm getting my change out of the self-check and a penny drops, I'm going to pick it up.
I thought at first you said panties, and I'm like, okay.
Well, I'll pick those up if I drop those.
No one wants to see that.
I'll use my toes, of course.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, you know, Jack in the Box is celebrating its 74th birthday. And I mean, Jack in the Box, he's had to have plastic surgery on that ping pong ball head he's got.
He's got a plastic head.
He does. That's why I had plastic surgery.
How would you even know?
Yeah, I know. But they are 74 years old, and they are celebrating. You know, now through like February the 23rd, you can get the classic jumbo for 74 cents. At Jack in the Box, if you download the app.
This just turned into an advertisement.
And I'm not downloading it now.
Well, kind of. But you know what? We thought they've been around so long, it's because they have great service, they have friendly employees, and Thelma would like to congratulate them. You know, there's a sticker at the drive-thru that has the number on it. It says, hey, how is our service? Just call this number. We decided to do that and have Thelma compliment them at Jack in the Box.
Hello, and thank you for calling Jack in the Box Guest Relations. If you are calling about a recent visit to one of our restaurants, please press 1. Your call may be recorded or monitored for quality purposes.
All right. There was nobody home.
Guest Relations, how may I help you?
Yes, hello there. My name is Thelma Hollister, H-O-L-I-S-T-E-R-Y.
Uh-huh.
I'm 83 years old there. And I'm calling from South Carolina.
Okay.
I'm at your drive-thru right now, and I noticed that there's a sticker on the side on the window on your building here that says, how are we doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say that so far you're doing really good.
Good. Because which box did you go to?
I'm at the one on Woodruff Road. Yeah. Hold on just a minute. I gotta drive up.
Okay.
Hold on just a second. Yeah. Oh, here we go. And I am here at the window. That didn't take long at all.
All
I was
right.
Timing you, and it took 1 minute and 46 seconds.
Perfect.
I just want to say, for an elderly woman, I've been impressed with y'all so far, and I've had a good experience, and I like to, just like I like to brag on my grandkids, I want to brag on you too, and I want to brag on Jay.
All right, I'm really glad you took the time.
You know what? I think I see you in there. Wave at me. I see you with, you got a little headset on.
Oh, no, I'm in San Diego.
Hi. You ain't waving.
I'm in San Diego.
Hello. Why, hello? I'm sorry. I was trying to get your attention and you didn't,
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in San Diego, Thelma.
There you are again. Hello?
No, you called you're calling the corporate office here in San Diego.
You didn't wave again. Oh. Tell you what, stick your head out here and just let me see what you look like.
I'm actually in San Diego, California.
I don't know that location. Is that anywhere near Main Street?
No, San Diego is a city in California.
Oh.
Yeah, you're calling the corporate office, the main office.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna send this your comments over to the restaurant.
I feel so silly right now.
Oh,
you probably think I'm dumb.
No, not at all.
Oh,
at
I bet you do too.
No.
I can hear it in your voice. You think I'm silly.
No. I'm gonna be more than happy to send your.
Here comes my food.
There you go. Here we come.
Here we go. It'll be 4:45, man.
Thank you. I'm on the phone with the corporate office. There's a boy on the phone right now. I thought he was inside right by.
They're doing
a good job, too. They're
good.
Smiling at me.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Y'all are sweet. They're very nice. They were smiling. There were little kids in there. Hold on just a second. I got to pull up because there's a car behind me.
Okay.
Blowing its horn. I'm sorry. All righty. I'll pull up here. I stop here and... I want to check and see if they got my order right. Y'all never do screw up an order there at Jack in the Box.
Good.
Yeah, I go there all the time, and this is the first time I noticed your sticker there.
Do you get the chicken or the beef?
I like, I got egg and cheese and bacon.
It's a good sandwich.
Sausage on it right now. Let me take a bite of it. I'll let you know how you're doing there, too, if you don't mind. Yeah, all right. I tell you what, that is some delicious sandwich right there now.
Good.
That's very good. I'd make you slap your granny. Unless your granny was me. That was funny, because I'm a grandmother, you see. I better drive on up just a minute. I'm going to pull over here. Do I have to call you every time I go? To a Jack in the Box?
Not every time. If, there's something that stands out you want to let us know about, we'd love to hear from you.
Well, I tell you what, next time I come around, you make sure you don't be too uppity and you stick your head out and say hello to me.
All right.
Hey, do me a favor.
Tell
Jack I said hello to him.
You know what? I will do that for you, Thelma. And it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
He's got a big old head.
What's that?
Jack.
Yeah.
Got a big old ping pong ball head.
Let me tell you. So it's working.
Yeah, people like him. Well, you've been a dear to talk to.
Pleasure's all mine.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
All right.
Okay, bye.
All right.
So go ahead. There's a number right there at the drive-thru. You can let them know how you feel about him as well. I've been around 74 years now. So happy birthday, Jack in the Box.
I'll go there today.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.